reading from the letter of St. James. Beloved, where do the wars and where do the conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war within your members? You covet, but do not possess. You kill and envy, but you cannot obtain. You fight and wage war. You do not possess because you do not ask. You ask, but do not receive, because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your passions. Adulterers, do you not know that to be a lover of the world means enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wants to be a lover of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that the Scripture speaks without meaning when it says, the Spirit that has made to dwell in us tends toward jealousy, but he bestows a greater grace. Therefore it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you of two minds. Begin to lament, to mourn, to weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy into dejection. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Verbum Domini. Throw your cares on the Lord, and he will support you. And I say, had I but wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Far away, I would flee. I would lodge in the wilderness. I would wait for him who saves me from the violent storm and the tempest. Engulf them, O Lord, divide their counsels. In the city I see violence and strife. Day and night they prowl about upon its walls. Cast your care upon the Lord, and he will support you. Never will he permit the just man to be disturbed.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Marcum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand this saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent, for they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." Verbum Domini. Just a little over 2 weeks ago, the bishop of the Diocese of Noto in southern Sicily closed a diocesan phase of an investigation into the possible canonization of a man in the diocese by the name of Antonino Baglieri. And he died in 2007. And so the diocesan phase was completed at the diocese, Bishop Salvatore Romeo. So who was, as he was popularly known, Nino Baglieri? Nino Baglieri was born in 1951, southern Sicily. And at the age of 17, he was an apprentice bricklayer. He was on a scaffold that was 55 feet above the ground, 17 meters, when he fell. And breaking his spinal column, he was completely paralyzed from the neck down. And he spent many years in bitterness over that, just in the prime of his life, and now it seemed everything was taken away from him. He was so miserable for a number of years that someone suggested that with a little injection, his misery could be put to an end, he could be euthanized. But his mother, Giuseppina, said, "No, I will take care of him as long as I am alive." And so he was in her home. He was lonely, he was isolated, he was bitter about it all. But it was on Good Friday, in 1978, that a group of people who belonged to a Renewal in the Spirit group there in Sicily came to pray with him. And they prayed with him, and he felt this warmth go through his whole being. He felt transformed. And he knew that he wasn't going to be physically healed, but interiorly. He felt transformed, he felt changed. And he began to read the Gospels and the rest of the scriptures. There was some children in the area who needed some tutoring, so he began to tutor the children. He learned how to hold a pen in his mouth in order to be able to write or to press numbers on a telephone in that time in order to call people. And his isolation was no longer there because he was engaging with people, he was helping people, in whatever way that he could. So recently there was an article in Catholic News Agency, our news service, that told his story. So here's his peaceful face in his special chair because he was a quadriplegic. And this is actually the photo that they had on the article. Here you see him holding in his mouth a pen where he's able to write. But what you notice, I think, especially on his face, is a real peace that he exudes. And even when he came to know of people who were sick, he would call them. He'd tap out the numbers with this on his, in his mouth. And he would call them, and he would calm them down because of this peaceful disposition that he had found. And he helped a number of people. And the bishop, when he closed the diocesan phase, he said that how many families did he affect? How many people did he help to accept the sufferings in their own life because of his own example, because of the own peace that he had found in the Lord? And so it's a beautiful story. When we think about our Lord, he's predicting that he's going to his cross. And an interesting element of Nino's life is that you see here in this article picture, St. Dominic Savio. And why is that significant? Was because the day that he fell was May 6th, the feast of St. Dominic Savio, in 1968. It was after he had this transforming experience that he came to learn of that, and he would actually begin to celebrate the day of his cross, May 6th. Feast of St. Dominic Savio was the day in which the cross had been given to him. That ultimately transformed his life. We heard in the Alleluia verse today from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." And a love of the Salesian spirituality, he became a Salesian cooperator, a lay person who was involved with the Salesian community, but eventually became a professed member as a layman, taking those promises of poverty, chastity, and obedience, and becoming a volunteer. And a kind of a charming note is that he gave the instructions that when he was buried, he was to be buried in his running clothes with sneakers, because his last journey, he wanted to run to God. He wanted to run to God as a completion of his own journey through his life. So the cross is this element in our lives. But what Nino discovered, and it was a grace of the Holy Spirit, as we just celebrated Pentecost Sunday, the Holy Spirit elevates everything, helps us to see with different eyes. That's what wisdom, the gift of wisdom is that we can see farther than the conclusion that some came to. Well, just give him an injection, he's miserable. End this misery. That's not the solution. What the solution was let's invoke the Holy Spirit. And so these friends prayed with him. He experienced the special grace of the Holy Spirit, was not physically healed, but he received the lasting healing, the interior healing, that enabled him to embrace his cross and even to celebrate the date when it all began, May 6th, 1968. Again, he died in the year 2007. He's a servant of God. The diocesan phase of his possible beatification and canonization has been completed and now sent on to Rome for their investigation as well. So today's first reading, St. James speaks about, well, where do conflicts come from? And what is this conclusion? Within your own members. It's within you. Coveting, envy, jealousy. That's what makes us discontent interior. That's where war comes from. Why is there no peace in the world? Because there's no peace in men's hearts. The peace that was exuded on Nino's face that I showed you. It's a peace that comes from this being right with God, seeking God's will, submitting to God, as St. James said in today's first reading. Submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. The bishop pointed out that he had this deep prayer life and how just his own interior life was something that affected others' prayer life too. How many families, the bishop asked, did he affect? How many people who had great sufferings find strength in the example and the encouraging, calming words of Nino? So St. James tells us, well, draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Where do these conflicts come from? From inside. Envy, jealousy, coveting, letting go of those things. God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble, St. James writes. So then he concludes by saying, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. That's what Nino discovered. And then our psalm beautifully says, throw your cares on the Lord, and he will support you. The day's psalm speaks of the violent storms and the tempest, the violence and the strife. And it concluded with, cast your care upon the Lord, and he will support you. He will never permit the just man to be disturbed. And into today's gospel as well, something I think there's a new element that I discovered in praying with the scriptures. There's always something new that we can mine, if you will, from the scriptures. Something new the Lord will teach us every time we read them and reflect upon them and pray with them. Is that our Lord takes a child in their midst, and certainly he's given an example of the humility of a child. And what you see too is that children, that they were comfortable near Jesus. I remember growing up in Worthington, Iowa, St. Paul's Catholic Church there, and I can still picture in my mind the stained glass window of Jesus with the children and how comforting that was as a little child to be able to look at that. Oh, Jesus likes the children like him. And that's true, that they were comfortable around him. And so he takes his child and he puts his arms around it. He embraces this child. And he says, if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And not only me, but the one who sent me. Think about the Lord speaking through this gospel. This was the insight that I believe the Lord gave to me of the care we are to have for the next generation, for children, welcoming them, cherishing them, bringing them, allowing them to be born even today, but cherishing them, doing that we can to support them. We had this beautiful Worldwide Children's Holy Hour that we televised. I hope you got to see it. If you didn't, then you need to get the EWTN app. There's many wonderful resources there. And if you go down to the children's section, you'll find the Worldwide Children's Holy Hour that we did on May 13th, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima at the Shrine. And I couldn't but delight, of course, in these children's voices as I was processing in, Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all. The shrine just being filled with these children's voices singing this hymn, and how delightful it was to hear that sound. Almost as somebody commented later, sound like the voices of angels from heaven. But there's something, you know, delightful about children, and to see the teachers and the parents and the sisters and the pastor who care for them and help them to form them in virtue and to grow in their understanding and education is an important element that I think our Lord is bringing home to us here. When he takes his child, he says, whoever receives one such as this, receives one child as this in my name, receives me. Think about that, you parents, when maybe you're not getting much sleep because your little ones are getting you up in the middle of the night, or you're having to tend to a sick child, or different things that are required when you become parents and you welcome children into your life. Jesus is saying, you're receiving me. You're receiving the one who sent me. And isn't that a beautiful thought for you to reflect upon as you care and assist your children in their lives? So there are so many things here that we can reflect upon. The reality of the cross, and yet it's not going to be something that's going to crush us when we look at it with the eyes of faith. When we ask the Holy Spirit to help us to understand and to offer and to turn it into an act of love. Okay, Nino says, I'm a quadriplegic. I can't move my arms or my legs, but I can do something. And so much was his effect, so profound was his effect on others, that his cause is now advancing toward beatification and canonization, please God, one day. So it is with us. And let us not let that war grow in our members, but let us submit to God, humble ourselves before God, and he will exalt us.